To the Financial Services Royal Commission now, where Westpac has continued to defend its decision to allow a disability pensioner to guarantee a business loan for her daughter. Carolyn Flanagan was forced out of her home by the bank, but today Westpac executive Alistair Welsh insisted the decision to use her home as security was technically correct. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is covering the Royal Commission and he joins us now in the studio. Peter, this case has to be doing terrible damage to Westpac's reputation. Why is the bank standing so firmly behind this decision?
Well, Eleanor, we've heard from the Royal Commission this morning that Westpac was following policies and they acted appropriately. And this morning the heat has been on Westpac's General Manager for Commercial Banking, Alistair Welsh, who, despite saying he was confronted by Carolyn Flanagan's evidence yesterday, he doesn't believe Westpac did anything wrong in making her guarantor for a $160,000 business loan that her daughter took out. Now, Westpac called in the loan when the business missed repayments and ordered Ms. Flanagan to hand over her home as vacant possession. She's been able to stay in the home, but that's only after a last-ditch legal battle by her legal aid lawyers. Counsel assisting Michael Hodge QC pressed Mr. Welsh on how he saw no technical problem with allowing Ms. Flanagan to go loan guarantor in the first place after being confronted by her distressing evidence.
Yes, I felt obviously some discomfort of seeing a elderly person in that situation. Yet my view of the situation is we allowed a mother to back her child, and that's a big part of backing small businesses where parents support their children, as we heard from Ms. Flanagan yesterday, and in this situation it's turned out in a very sad way.
It follows from that, I take it, that your view is this doesn't point to any problem with Westpac's process, the fact that a guarantee was taken from Ms. Flanagan.
It doesn't point to our practice at that point in time of taking the guarantee.
And has your practice changed since 2010 in relation to taking a guarantee?
A few minor changes.
But nothing in any substantive way that would affect whether or not you took a guarantee from Ms. Flanagan?
Correct.
So, Peter, how is Westpac explaining to the Royal Commission that it acted not only within its own rules, but both legally and ethically?
Well, once again, saying that they did this whole thing by the book. Alistair Welsh maintains Westpac followed due process in approving Ms. Flanagan as guarantor. But once again, pressed by Michael Hodge QC, Mr. Welsh said that confidence continued right up to the point where Westpac decided they had to tell Ms. Flanagan she was losing her home.
At any point, is there anything that indicates to you in the documents you have reviewed that Westpac exercised extreme caution in relation to the taking of the guarantee?
We completed the checklist of what we read out to her, and we completed the subsequent checklist, and we asked her to get external legal advice, which our evidence showed she did. When I stand back from that as a banker and look through that 4 months process, it looks a pretty reasonable process to work through.
And that's Westpac executive Alistair Welsh at the Royal Commission, and our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan reporting on that for us.